Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Good day, Laurie.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm in good shape, and Commonwealth Games happening, so it's a good time of year.
Busy time.
It is a busy time, but the biggest thing for us at the moment is the April Pools Day, where we're encouraging everyone to go online to aprilpoolsday.com.au and get their CPR.
What?
Really, the reason we're doing this is kids are four times more likely to survive a drowning if you can perform CPR at the point of immersion. So if you can do that, wherever the kids have the accident, they're four times more likely to survive.
Yes, because usually the first thing that we do is we make sure that our children know or learn how to swim, isn't it?
Yep.
And after that we say, oh, everything's good. My child knows how to swim. I'm safe. But it's not, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, it happened to me just last week. I've got a friend who's got five young kids. The youngest is 18 months. It's a big family. And she's got sisters with big families too. So they're at their grandmother's playing in the pool and everything's right. They finish, they go outside, but one of the big kids have left the pool gate open. They're inside and mum's instinct kicks in. Where's the little fella? They raced outside and there he is, lying face up, floating on his back, blue in the face. So he's right at the last bit. She screamed, jumped in, fully clothed, got him out, started CPR, because luckily she knew it. They rang the ambulance, paramedics arrived, straight to hospital, 2 days in hospital. I'm happy to say, though, he's out now, and he's on all fours, terrorising the neighbourhood. So don't think it can't happen to me. It happened very close to home, to a woman who helps me with the Kids Alive program, who thought it would never happen to me. And there it is with her 18-month-old child.
So her knowledge or skill of in CPR saved her child's life.
That's right. So that's why we want people to go online to aprilfoolsday.com.au and register and go through. Everything these days, all learning, a lot of learning is going online.
And it doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't it?
No, because everyone's time poor, aren't they? Everyone's time poor. They can't make it at 7:30 on Wednesday night or 5:30 Thursday afternoon or 11:30 Saturday morning. Two people are working. They're time poor. They need to use whatever they've got at their fingertips. And that is smartphone, mobile phone, iPad, PC, whatever you've got. Use that to get your skills up to date so that maybe you can save a kid's life.
Now, they say that us as parents would need to know CPR, but even our children can learn it, can they?
Yeah, I think we should be teaching all the kids that in final year at high school. I think everyone are capable. Those young people who are going out into the workforce should get their first aid certificate and their CPR certificate. That would be the thing to do.
And so you're never young or never too old to learn CPR.
You're never. Either end of the age, you can get it done.
So this April Pool's Day, Easter Sunday, it's a great day to learn how to save lives.
Yes, it is a great day to learn. It's Easter Sunday, but we're really doing it a few days later. We're doing it on the 3rd so that we don't interfere with anything that's going on. So it's still going to be there early. If you want to start early, go for it. aprilpoolsday.com.au.
Thank you very much, Laurie Lawrence.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.